Lecture 11, Zacharias Frankel and Conservative Judaism.
We've been comparing Hirsch and Geiger. Now let's try to compare Hirsch with someone we might call to the right of him, that is more orthodox, or something in comparison to neo-orthodoxy, something we would call simply orthodox, or I don't want to use the phrase right-wing orthodox, but I'm using it, I guess, to describe something that was different than Hirsch himself. And here I just want to refer, I'm not going to really enter into his intellectual and spiritual world at great length, but I want to mention him as a representative of a different kind of orthodoxy. His name is Moses Sofer, also known as the Chatam Sofer, a rabbi of Pressburg, Hungary, and an acknowledged leader of the most traditional group of Orthodox rabbis in the early 19th century. I think it's instructive to compare this kind of orthodoxy with what we've just described. Both in substance and style, this rabbi is a really different kind of animal than Hirsch. In 1819, along with a series of other rabbis who were his colleagues and of the same traditional inclination, he issued a series of legal responsa condemning any change whatsoever in the synagogue service and particularly indicting the reformers for their ridiculous and inauthentic position with respect to Judaism. Notice that the genre in which he wrote this was not German literature, as Hirsch and Geiger were both writing in German, but was the traditional language of Hebrew and Aramaic and the traditional rabbinical responsum, called in Hebrew, she'elot u'tshuvot, that is, questions and answers. In other words, the way in which you address your opponent is not by entering the world of German culture, but by writing in Hebrew and Aramaic. To obviously those who are also initiated in your point of view. You're not going to reach others who obviously don't read it, but that's the way he presented himself. The most famous position of Sofer can be summarized in a five-word line, which I will give you in Hebrew because he spoke it in Hebrew, and then I'll translate it. Kol chadash min haTorah asur. Any novelty, anything that is new, is forbidden by the Torah. Now that's pretty conservative. When you say, I mean, conservative with a small c. We're going to talk about conservative Judaism later on. But that's pretty arch-orthodox, right? In other words, in the wake of all of these changes, political emancipation, social emancipation, the cultural enticements of the 19th century, of German culture and so on, if you want to be a Jew, just follow the well-trodden path of tradition. Anything that's new, anything that smacks at novelty is bad, is forbidden by God and by Judaism. Now, that particular defensive posture is not necessarily traditional Judaism. In other words, the point I really want to make in comparing Sofer and Hirsch, and now we have Geiger, Hirsch, Sofer, of course, the Wissenschaft des Judentum before them, and so on. Sofer's argument is in itself a response to a particular moment. In other words, what I want to suggest is that the traditional Judaism of the 18th or the 17th or the 16th century was not necessarily the Judaism of Sofer. Sofer may have argued that he is the embodiment of that tradition. But indeed, in reacting so rigidly, in reacting so emotionally and so defensively to any novelty, he was constructing his own response to the trauma of living in the 19th century. In other words, what I'm suggesting here is that orthodoxy itself is a modern construction. It is simply not the traditional path. In other words, none of these ideologies are traditional. They're all specific responses and interpretations of the tradition in the light of this new social, cultural, religious reality, including Sofer's.